Well, Nita, Jewish communal roof bodies have urged the federal government to legalize same-sex marriage in the wake of the postal survey, which showed that 61.6% of respondents supported marriage equality. The president of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Anton Block, said, "We expect that an amendment to the definition of marriage in the Marriage Act will be enacted in the near future." And he went on to say that the government cannot ignore the high response rate to this survey on same-sex marriage, even though participation was voluntary, and the fact that a strong majority has expressed a view in favour of same-sex marriage being recognised in Australia's civil law. And the Jewish Community Council of Victoria also supported, changing this legislation. The New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies also stood by its motion in September, which called for equal treatment under Australian law to same-sex couples who choose to marry. I also spoke to Chaim Ingram, the Rabbinical Council of New South Wales Honorary Secretary. He claimed that the result of the survey, 61.6%, was not an overwhelming win. He said that within a corporate structure, two-thirds majority would be required for major change to take effect. So there have been mixed reactions from the Australian Jewish community to the result of this postal survey, which came back in favour of marriage equality. 61.6% of respondents voted yes.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. I must clarify something. I don't think that religious weddings, like Jewish religious wedding or Christian religious wedding, depend Catholic, depend what, or even Muslim, will be forced to commit same-sex marriage. I think the civil law will change, but there will be some protection for religious weddings.
Nita, that was a point made by Anton Block from the ECAJ. He said members of the clergy will continue to have the right to refuse to perform or participate in any marriage ceremony at their discretion. He said, "We also expect that religious institutions and religious schools will continue to have the right to teach and preach their religious beliefs, including their beliefs about the institution of marriage being between a man and a woman."
Evan, 79 years after Kristallnacht, there is something very interesting which is on the front page of the Australian Jewish News this week.
Yes, an Aboriginal letter of protest to Nazi Germany against the horrors of Kristallnacht has finally been accepted by the German government, 79 years after it was initially offered at the door of Melbourne's German consulate in 1938. Coming from a marginalised Indigenous community a world away from Europe, the petition organised by William Cooper, the head of the Australian Aboriginal League, was the only known private protest in the world after the Nazi pogrom that shattered Germany and Austria's Jewish communities in November 1938. The Aboriginal petition brought by Cooper and members to the door of the Nazi German consulate in Collins Street on December 6, 1938, condemned the cruel persecution of the Jewish people by the Nazi government of Germany. Now, 79 years after Cooper's delegation was refused entry into the consulate, today's German government made amends. On November 8, at the Australian Embassy in Berlin, Cooper's grandson, Alfred Turner, who's also known as Uncle Boydie, presented a copy of his grandfather's letter to Dr. Felix Klein, the German ambassador for relations with Jewish communities. This was an unbelievable event, Nitsa. This is our front cover story. 79 years after Kristallnacht, this letter has been delivered at last.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, we always welcome very interesting guests to Australia. The last week we had the chief rabbi of Israel visiting us, Dershowitz, coming to visit us. And another guest is already in Australia, the Israeli singer Achinoam Nini. Let's start with the chief rabbi of Israel.
A lot of visitors coming and going, as you said. David Lau, he is the chief rabbi of Israel. He came to Australia for his first visit last week, and I had an exclusive one-on-one interview with him in the Jewish News this week. He had a message for young Australian Jews. Be proud of your religion. study your heritage and marry someone Jewish. Speaking exclusively to the AJN, he said that he had heard about the Jewish community from his father, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, who visited Melbourne 35 years ago. Rabbi Lau said that his father was shocked that he found a small amount of anti-Semitism here in Australia. He said he knows a lot of people that have made Aliyah from Australia, and they spoke about how nice they feel here in Australia, that the community is their home. I asked Rabbi Lau, what is your message to young members of the Australian Jewish community? And he replied, learn about your forefathers, about your tradition, about your heritage, and be proud about it. And remember that only Jewish marriage will continue the very nice chain that we have.
And Dershowitz is coming soon.
Yes, Nita, one of the Jewish state's most high-profile defenders, Professor Alan Dershowitz, is set to visit Australia in February for the United Israel Appeal. Dershowitz is among a stellar lineup of speakers announced at UAA's 2018 campaign launch this week. Yair Miller, the UAA CEO, said there can be no better person to hear from as we celebrate Israel's 70th anniversary in 2018 than its greatest advocate in our generation. Alan Dershowitz, he's an acclaimed author, lawyer. He's published more than 1,000 articles and books, including the best-selling book, The Case for Israel. So he'll be visiting Australia in February, along with a couple of other very special guests. Bella Nesh Zavadia, she is the Israeli ambassador to Ethiopia, the first Israeli woman of Ethiopian origin to serve as ambassador. She'll be here in Australia as well next year. And leading Israeli journalist Alon Ben David, he'll be speaking as well. So you can go to the UAA website for more information about Alan Dershowitz coming to Australia.
And talking about voices, we are going to not just hear the voice of the Israeli singer Ahinoam Nini, we're going to see her here in Australia. She's already been in Melbourne. She's coming to Sydney this week. And there is a lot of controversy. Not everybody wants to see her.
This is quite a controversial visit, Nitsa. Israel's embassy has even thrown its support behind concerts in Australia by controversial Israeli entertainer Ahinoam Nini, also known as Noah, after a spate of vile and vitriolic comments came from within the Jewish community about her. Now, the singer is set to take to the stage at the Bondi Pavilion on Tuesday in a show that's arranged by the New Israel Fund. Now, Noah is a vocal advocate of a softer line on relations with Palestinians and has been heavily critical of the current Israeli Prime Minister and government. Now, she's also been accused of supporting BDS, but this is a claim that she denies. However, in the lead-up to her performance at Melbourne's Temple Beth Israel Synagogue, Rabbi Gersh Lazarau revealed that as soon as Noah's visit was announced several months ago, Temple Beth Israel became the target of attacks, including about half a dozen phone calls, emails, and 20 to 30 Facebook posts. Now, amid calls for members of the community to boycott Noah's concert, slurs directed at the synagogue accused its management of being worse than the Nazis and best friends of the Palestinians, and two well-known local community organizations have withdrawn their support of her concert. So this is proving to be quite a controversial visit. She's already been in Melbourne, as you said. She's coming to Sydney this week on Tuesday at Bondi Pavilion. The Israeli embassy confirmed to the Jewish News that they have endorsed her concerts.
And stay tuned to listen to our interview with Ahinoam Nini later on today in English in our program in Shalom Australia. Evan Zlatkis, thank you so much and have a great week.